This is Unit 8 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Check. Listen to this conversation, which takes place at the reception desk in a Prague hotel. A newly arrived tourist is checking in.
Dobrý den, jste pan Smith?
Ano, jsem.
Jste Angličan?
Ne, jsem Američan.
Váš pas, prosím.
Prosím, tady je můj pas.
Děkuju. A to je vaše manželka?
Ano, to je moje manželka. Je Kanaďanka. Tady je její pas.
Děkuju. Tady je klíč. Máte pokoj číslo 3.
Listen to it again.
Dobrý den. Jste pan Smith?
Ano, jsem.
Jste Angličan?
Ne, jsem Američan.
Váš pas, prosím.
Prosím, tady je můj pas.
Děkuju. A to je vaše manželka?
Ano, to je moje manželka. Je Kanaďanka. Tady je její pas.
Děkuju. Tady je klíč. Máte pokoj číslo 3.
Say, hello, are you Mr. Novak?
Dobrý den, jste pan Novák?
Say, pleased to meet you.
Těší mě.
Ask a woman, excuse me, are you Mrs. Novak?
Promiňte, jste paní Nováková?
Ask again, are you Mrs. Novak? Use the polite...
Ne. Nejste paní Nováková?
Ask her, are you American?
Jste Američanka?
Answer for her, no, I'm Czech.
Ne, jsem Češka.
Say, my wife is English.
Moje manželka je Angličanka.
She's not American.
Není Američanka.
Here's the word for a Canadian woman. Listen and repeat.
Kanaďanka. Kanaďanka.
Say, she's Canadian.
Je Kanaďanka. Je Kanaďanka.
Try to guess the word for a Canadian man.
Kanaďan. Kanaďan.
Say, he's Canadian.
Je Kanaďan. Je Kanaďan.
Ask, is he Canadian or American?
Je Kanaďan nebo Američan?
Ask, is she English or Canadian?
Je Angličanka nebo Kanaďanka?
Here's the word for passport. Listen and repeat.
Pas. Pas.
Say passport.
Pas. Pas.
Most words that end in a consonant are masculine. Say, my passport.
Мой пас. Мой пас.
Ask, where's my passport?
Где є мой пас? Где є мой пас?
Here's the masculine form of your. Listen and repeat.
Ваш. Ваш.
How would you say your passport?
Ваш пас. Ваш пас.
Do you remember how to say wife?
Манжелка.
How would you say my wife?
Моя манжелка.
Now listen and repeat the feminine form of your.
Ваша. Ваша.
How would you say your wife?
Ваша манжелка. Ваша манжелка.
Ask, is this your wife?
То є ваша манжелка?
How did the receptionist in the opening dialogue say, your passport, please?
Ваш пас, просім. Ваш пас, просім.
Here's how you say, here you are. It literally means, here it is. Listen and repeat.
Тадія. Тадія.
As you give your passport to the receptionist, say, here it is.
Тадія. Тадія.
Here's how to say his. Listen and repeat.
Його. Його.
Його.
Never changes form. How would you say his passport?
Його пас. Його пас.
How would you say his wife?
Jeho manželka.
Now listen and repeat the word for her. It also never changes.
Její. Její.
Say her passport.
Її пас. Її пас.
Say his wife.
Його манжелка.
Say her husband.
Її манжел.
This is how to say here's the key. Listen and repeat.
Тадія ключ. Tady je klíč.
What's the word for key?
Klíč. Klíč.
Ask, where's the key?
Kde je klíč?
Answer, here it is.
Tady je.
Suppose you're checking into a hotel. The desk clerk says, you have room number 3. Listen.
Máte pokoj číslo 3. Máte pokoj číslo 3.
Listen and repeat the word room.
Pokoj. Pokoj.
Say room once again.
Pokoj. Pokoj.
Room is masculine. Say, this is my room.
To je můj pokoj.
Ask your business partner, where's your room?
Kde je váš pokoj?
Here's the word for number. Listen and repeat.
Číslo. Číslo.
How do you say number?
Číslo. Číslo.
Say number 3.
Číslo 3.
Say you have.
Máte.
The hotel clerk says, you have room number 3.
Máte pokoj číslo 3.
How would she say, you have room number 4?
Máte pokoj číslo 4.
What was the word for hotel?
Hotel.
Here's how to say good hotel. Listen.
Dobrý hotel. Dobrý hotel.
Repeat the masculine form for good.
Dobrý. Dobrý.
Ask your business partner, where's your hotel?
Kde je váš hotel?
He tells you where his hotel is and also its name. You comment, you have a good hotel.
Máte dobrý hotel.
Ask a female colleague, where's your husband?
Kde je váš manžel?
Answer, here's my husband, he's Canadian.
To je můj manžel, je Kanaďan.
Say, her husband is Canadian.
Její manžel je Kanaďan.
His wife is Canadian.
Jeho manželka je Kanaďanka.
It's your first morning in Prague and you need to change money. Ask, tell me please, where's the bank?
Řekněte mi prosím, kde je banka?
Ask a person, excuse me, where's the post office?
Promiňte, kde je pošta?
Ask, is this a restaurant?
Je to restaurace?
You want a good restaurant. Listen and repeat.
Dobrá restaurace. Dobrá restaurace.
To make good agree with restaurant, you need the feminine form. Repeat the feminine form of good.
Dobrá. Dobrá.
Now ask, is it a good restaurant?
Je to dobrá restaurace? Je to dobrá restaurace?
Answer, yes, it's good.
Ano, je dobrá.
Ask, is it a good hotel?
Je to dobrý hotel?
Answer, yes, it is.
Ano, je.
What's the word for passport?
Pas.
Ask, where's your passport?
Kde je váš pas?
Say, her passport is here.
Její pas je tady.
That's not his passport.
To není jeho pas.
Do you remember the name of Prague's castle?
Hradčany.
Ask where the castle is.
Kde jsou Hradčany?
How do you say in Czech Wenceslas Square?
Václavské náměstí.
Ask, is that Wenceslas Square?
To je Václavské náměstí?
Ask, what's that?
Co je to?
Let's review numbers. How would you count 1T?
Jeden čaj.
One coffee.
Jedna káva.
add, and one milk.
A jedno mléko.
Say two in the masculine.
Dva.
Two in the feminine and neuter.
Dvě.
Here's two beers. Listen and repeat.
Dvě piva. Dvě piva.
Remember only one and two distinguished genders. Say three.
Tři.
Two beers.
Dvě piva. Dvě piva.
When counting, you usually use the feminine forms for one and two. Count one, two, three.
Jedna, dvě, tři.
Now suppose you want to tell someone a telephone number in Czech. Here's the number. Listen.
5302476. 5302476.
Let's start with the last two numbers, 7 and 6. Repeat the Czech word for 6.
Šest. Šest.
Say 6.
Šest. Šest.
Here's 7. Listen and repeat.
Sedm. Sedm.
Say 7.
Sedm. Sedm.
Now say 7, 6.
Sedm, šest.
You already know the numbers 4 and 2. Say 2, 4.
Dvě, čtyři.
Say 4, 7, 6.
Čtyři, sedm, šest.
And this is 0 in Czech. Listen and repeat.
Nula. Nula.
Say 0.
Nula. Nula.
0, 2, 4.
Nula, dvě, čtyři.
Three, 0, 2.
Tři, nula, dvě.
Say 5, 3, 0.
5, 3, 0.
Now suppose you're in Prague on a hot summer's day. You and your colleague are sitting in a small outdoor restaurant. Do you remember the word for ice cream?
Zmrzlina.
Say, give me ice cream, please.
Dejte mi zmrzlinu, prosím.
How would a waiter say, here you are, please?
Tady je, prosím.
Say, coffee with milk.
Káva s mlékem.
Order coffee with milk.
Dejte mi kávu s mlékem.
Order one cup of coffee.
Jednu kávu, prosím.
Your colleague orders one cup of tea with lemon, please.
Jeden čaj s citronem, prosím.
Now you want something cold, so order a soft drink.
Limonádu, prosím.
Your colleague asks, how much does it cost?
Kolik to stojí?
Suppose you're in a tavern and want a beer. How would you order one?
Jedno pivo, prosím.
How would you order two?
Dvě piva, prosím.
Here's good beer. Listen and repeat.
Dobré pivo. Dobré pivo.
Ask, do you have good beer?
Máte dobré pivo?
The waitress answers, yes.
Ano.
Order two beers.
Dvě piva, prosím.
Now open your reading booklet to the page for unit 8. Read word number 1.
Čaj.
Read number 2.
Angličan.
Number 3.
Američan.
Number 4.
Restaurace.
Number 5.
Klíč.
Number 6.
Jedna.
Number 7.
Jedno.
Number 8.
Jeden.
Now look at word number 9. The Z with a
háček
corresponds to the English sound in the middle of the word vision. Read number 9.
Manželka.
Read number 10.
Manžel.
Word number 11 is pronounced the same as its English meaning. Read number 11.
Juice.
The sound of the letter R with a
háček
is
z.
It does not exist in English, but you already know it from a couple of Czech words. Read number 12.
Dobře.
Number 13.
Řízek.
Number 14.
Jak se řekne česky?
This is the end of Unit 8.